Greetings, lovely listeners. Let's move on to part two of a three-part series over Lilydale Assembly in New York. June 2024, the first time I ever set foot in Lilydale, I was taking a trip just to explore and discover Lilydale with my two good buddies who I do these spiritual trips with. We'd been to Mount Shasta, we'd been to Sedona, and I actually grabbed Freedom, which I've spoken about, my right-hand woman before on these podcasts. I grabbed Freedom to come along with me to explore Lilydale because I knew she would love it, and she's so fun to travel with. So the four of us headed up to New York, June 2024, for the open season of Lilydale. Now, before we traveled there, I reached out to my old classmate, Celeste, and I said, hey, I'm finally making it up to Lilydale, because Celeste is a registered medium in Lilydale. And I asked her out for coffee. I asked her for coffee to see if she wanted to have a little coffee catch up. And she responded with, yes, absolutely. And would you like to work and demonstrate at the Forest Temple service? Now, that wasn't the response I was expecting. I basically cried, listeners. I cried because I had no intention of demonstrating, no intention of working any type of service. I didn't even know what the services were. I didn't even know what Forest Temple was at Lilydale. I did not know what Inspiration Stump was. And to have an acquaintance, a colleague, ask me to do it, I was beside myself. I was in tears. I was so thankful. I was grateful. And listeners, I was nervous, okay? Every month, I demonstrate at least twice with my own personal online dem. I dem at Unwind. I do these ghost tours where I dem. In January, I'll be doing three demonstrations a month for the public. I work with my clients. I had a home demonstration today, just around the corner. I dem for my students. Every time we have class, I bring contacts. And I never get nervous. I never get nervous. I absolutely know I'm in my own space, free to be the medium I have formed into being. I've been shaped into being as Jennifer the medium with spirit and working along. I've created my own style of mediumship. That's what I want to say. Me, myself, and spirit. And in these dems that I do monthly, I have the freedom to express that. I am me, the medium, and there's no other style or way like it. I'm never nervous because I know that when I have that freedom to be me and free of judgment, and I meet these awesome new people or I'm with my students who know me well, I know that spirit will always deliver. There's never, ever any doubt in my mediumship and if spirit will bring me information. I never have doubted that. It's never an issue. And I'm never nervous. But for the first time ever in June 2024, I was nervous. I was really nervous. You know that saying, like, is it going to matter 5 years from now if it doesn't go right or if things go wrong? And most of the time, like 99.9% of the time, we answer to ourselves and we say, no, it's not going to matter in 5 years. Well, with Lilydale, I asked myself, if I don't do well, will this matter to me 5 years from now? This one shot at Lilydale Forest Temple service. You know, if I don't do well, if I don't land my contacts, will it really matter 5 years from now for me? And the answer was abso-freaking-lutely it will. I will never be able to move forward if I totally crash and burn through with nerves. You know, my colleagues will be there to watch. Other mediums will be. I'm going to make connections maybe. I'll make new friends. Yes, this is super important that I do well. And yes, it's going to matter 5 years from now. So I was nervous, to say the least, listeners. I was nervous. And I I was so nervous. I didn't even tell my three buddies I was traveling with until like the night before when we were having dinner together before we headed to Lilydale. We'd hit up Niagara Falls and had a wonderful dinner right around the corner from Niagara. And I just couldn't hold it in. And I said, "Freedom, I'm deming tomorrow at the Forest Temple. Celeste asked me." And they were like, "Oh, yeah." And I mean, just thinking back, I feel the nerves rising up again. And I was like, "Y'all, this really is important. I really don't care how I do at dems because I just love it so much. With spirit, it always goes fine. But this, I'm super nervous about." And, you know, they were very supportive and everything. Of course, they were there watching me, but, you know, it was a lot, right? So when the day of my Forest Temple service demonstration, I guess that's what I call it, came up, I remember, and this is very important. This is where this is kind of like a lesson podcast where I'm going to teach a little bit here. I'm actually going to share a few things with y'all about the physical body and nerves and temperature and how it was such a big deal for me before I demonstrated at the Forest Temple service in Lilydale. So, you know, first and foremost, let me preface this by saying in Texas where I live, 92 degree weather is normal, okay? We're used to it, but we're only used to it and deal with the heat down here because we have really powerful air conditioners. We're never out in the heat all the time. We are never out in the heat in summer. We just don't do that. We're in our air conditioning. We have pools inside. We have water parks inside. We can't go out in that heat and breathe, okay, for prolonged periods. So we love our AC. Well, I tell you this because even though I'm from Texas, when we went to Lilydale in June and I was about to dem at the Forest Temple service, they were suffering with a heat wave. And listeners, it was 92 degrees outside the day of my Forest Temple service. And even though I'm from Texas, I was not ready for that. You walk everywhere in Lilydale. And not only do you walk on streets that are cement. And guess what cement does to the heat index temperature when you walk on it? It cranks it up about 10 degrees. So if it's 85 degrees out, or if it's 90 degrees out and you're walking on cement, it's going to feel hotter than that. But we were walking everywhere the day of the Forest Temple service. And we were hot. And I remember the time was approaching. We were about an hour out. And all I could think was, I've got to get inside and cool down before I demonstrate, or else this is not going to go well. I just need strong AC. It's not very common in Lilydale, okay? And I swear, listeners, luckily, the friends that I was traveling with, like one of them, she'd driven her car and picked us up at the airport. She gave me the keys to her car and I was able to park under shade and blast the AC before my demonstration. And the other three went back to their rooms to rest and chill, to freshen up. But I needed that AC time by myself in that car to just prepare mentally and do like breath work and stuff. So I remember I was in my friend's car, or parked right in front of Forest Temple, blaring this AC, trying to center and still and just get my body temperature normal, right? Feeling normal amidst this heat outside. And I was starting to cool down. And it was working, right? I had about 45 minutes until the service started. Now, the other factor I want to talk to you listeners about was how my, okay, and this is, it's a little personal. I debated on whether I wanted to share it with y'all or not, but I think I do because it's going to teach you something about preparing to present to the public and how our bodies need to feel okay. But basically, as we all know, when we fly and we fly for a long time, which from Houston up to New York is quite a trip, and we travel, you know, and it's different for all of us, but that long flight and that day beforehand can throw off our regularity, right? If you know what I'm saying. And I was thrown off. I desperately needed to get my body back into regular functioning on a day-to-day basis with, you know, releasing, if you know what I'm saying. And I was just stopped up. Now, I was feeling bloated. I was feeling a little crampy down there. But, you know, 45 minutes to the dem, I was like, you know, I haven't been able to release. We've been here a day or two. Now's not the time. I feel the urge, but heck, I don't have time. I'm not going to go to the bathroom. I've got to make it through this dem. I've got to breathe and chill and cool down. I was just a hot mess, listeners, to be honest. But, you know, I'm sitting there breathing. I'm in silence. I ignore the fact that I probably should go to the bathroom, but I'm not going to do it. And I'm in this silence, and I hear out of nowhere in spirit my mom say, "Go to the bathroom, Jenny." And I was like, "Oh my God, Mom, are you serious?" I was like, "Okay, well, if you're sure it's going to pay off, then let's go." So move the car out, back the car out of the parking spot, and I go and I find the nearest bathroom at Lilydale. I go to the bathroom, and lo and behold, whew, release. Like, everything is all better. And I'm not stopped up anymore. I know that's a lot of information, listeners, but it's super important because I seriously know for a fact that if I would have gotten out in that 92-degree weather with my stomach feeling the way it did, I would not have demmed how I demmed, which, by the way, is probably the best flow, demonstration, power, energy, connection I've ever had in my life. And I know that it wouldn't have gone that way if I hadn't gotten in the car and cooled off, if I would have pushed through the heat, right? Red face and all. Or if I hadn't have listened to my mom say very firmly, in a very firm tone and spirit, "Go to the bathroom, Jenny," right? I would not have demmed as well. But I went to the bathroom, released, got back in the car, had at least 20 minutes in this cool AC'd car right in front of Forest Temple Service to center. And listeners, I centered. My body temp was back to normal. The AC was blasting. I was calm. I was breathing. My stomach felt good. And I was ready. And I remember sitting in the car watching people start to take their seats in the bench in front of Forest Temple. And I saw Celeste walk up. And I saw another medium walk up to her. And I was like, "Okay, Celeste is here. I'm going to get out. It's about 10 minutes till. I'm going to talk to people. I'm not going to focus on my nerves or my racing heart. I'm going to talk to Celeste and I'm going to do the best I can." And I remember I said to Spirit, I can't deal with not doing well at this today. I laugh about it now, listeners, but it was a very serious deal for me. I was like, if I can't pull off my contacts here, I'm not going to do well. I'm really going to give myself a hard time after this. And I don't know how I'm going to let this go. It's going to take a really long time to like accept my crash and burn here if I crash and burn, right? And I remember saying to Spirit before I got out of the car to walk up to Celeste at Forest Temple, I remember saying, "Spirit, how is this going to go?" And very clearly, someone in spirit, don't know who, said, "We've got you." someone in spirit said, "We've got you." And then I had this knowing of this is part of something greater than you. And I was given this awareness of this is a seed today, and that there was no way that I was not going to do well. And I just said, "Okay, Spirit, whatever you say, let's do this." I got out of the car, walked up to Celeste, and I checked in, and I sat down, and I talked with these other mediums. They were lovely. Some wanted to talk, some wanted to breathe, some wanted to be in silence, be with Spirit, stand away from the mediums demonstrating. It was very interesting to see how all the mediums handled these, you know, 5 minutes before the service started, and then how they waited for their turn. You know, that was a lot of learning and observing there for me. I loved it. I went right in the middle of the service. So I was like third or fourth to demonstrate. And I remember Celeste introduced me. I felt so good having, you know, my classmate Celeste there chair. It made all the difference in the world. She was wonderful. I remember when she was handing me the mic right before I demonstrated, I said to her, "So Celeste," I said, "I just have to land the contact and straight to the message. That's it." And she's like, "Yep." And, you know, I just had this feeling of, let me just find my person in the crowd, and then it's gravy. And I thought, I can do this. I can do this. And I remember taking my spot in front of the crowd. I think it was about 140 out there, and Freedom counted too. So there was like 140, 150 out there, which is my largest group ever. You know, I love to sell tickets for events with 18 or less people. This was a huge change for me. I was like, "God, I don't know how this is going to go, Spirit, with this huge crowd." But I was like, we're sinking or swimming right now. Let's just see what we get. So I remember just lifting the microphone up to my mouth and really giving a few icebreakers, thanking the crowd. I had my cowboy hat on. It always makes me feel more safe and confident. And those of you listeners that have cowboy hats, if you know, you know. But I had my cowboy hat on and I had my mic, and I'm no stranger to a stage, even before, you know, demonstrations with mediumship. So I was kind of comfortable. And I remember after those few sentences of ice breaking, I was off. I was off with Spirit, and the flow and the clarity. There was not even any room energetically for me to doubt what Spirit was giving me. It was like there was this 150 mile per hour wind rushing through me with information from Spirit. There wasn't even any time to doubt. It was the strong knowing with the images, undeniable. Not a lot of feeling. I just didn't bring the feeling up there. It was knowing and seeing. And I remember I brought three contacts. I gave three pieces of information. I gave direction with left, center, or right. And I got one hand up every time. Three contacts, three pieces of evidence for all three, and only one hand up in the whole entire audience. I could not have asked for a better demonstration. And Freedom can tell you, thank God she was there, because I have to pinch myself at how it was like I was not me for a minute as a medium. There was such a power rushing through that it was kind of uncontrollable. It was beautiful. I have to pinch myself to just, you know, was that really as good as I thought? And I'm so glad I have Freedom, because I say Freedom, she's like, "Oh my God, Jennifer, that was amazing. I've never seen you flow like that." I was like, "Freedom, the power here is insane." And, you know, that was our conversation after my demonstration. And Freedom's, you know, a witness to this. I'm so thankful she was there. But I mean, I could not recreate a better demonstration at Forest Temple if I wanted to when I ever go back. That's why I didn't dem this summer when I went with my students, which I'm going to talk about in the third podcast of the series. I didn't sign up to do it. First of all, I wanted it to be all about my students. I was stressed. It stressed me out. I was nervous for my students. There was no way I could handle the pressure of performing at Forest Temple like how I did last summer, this summer, and handle the stress of my students doing it for the first time. So I didn't. But I also, really, it was just so good and golden last summer. Like, I just wanted to hold on to that longer. Maybe when I go back to Lilydale, I will do Forest Temple again. But I know it will never be as what it was before. And you know what? How cool is it to say, if I do Forest Temple again, that I did have to work to land my contacts? You know, that's a good experience too, right? So it went amazing. And again, if I wouldn't have been in that A-seed car, breathing and bringing my body temp down, if I hadn't have gone to the bathroom and released, I would not have done as well. I know that. And I also know that Spirit carried me in that dem in a way that they just wanted me to do well. Spirit wanted me to do well there. And I wouldn't know it at the time last summer, but it was a seed that was planted that has blossomed now into the most amazing grand oak tree, right? Because I would go back to Lilydale this year in June 2025 with my students, and the connection and the quality of the dem I brought last summer definitely helped open up a door for my students to dem there. But I didn't know it at the time. I didn't even plan on coming back to Lilydale in June 2025 when I demonstrated at Forest Temple last summer. But it was the start of a divine orchestration from Spirit. And I'll talk about that in episode 3. So that was my first time demonstrating at Lilydale. It was golden. I never, ever want, it will be something I will always have in my heart, how it flowed, how Spirit had a mission, was on a mission with me. Very important here. And I trusted. I did need to take care of my body, listeners. I needed to cool down. I needed to release. And that was very important. And I remember it felt really good to have my friends, my two friends, finally see me dem for the first time, see what I can do and see, you know, have Freedom watch her mentor do well. You know, it's just pressure, isn't it? It's just pressure. But I think when we have that power and that connection into Spirit, I think, you know, when we're comfortable and, you know, like my regular dems I do, right? There's no pressure. I think, you know, there can always be that pressure. And being in Lilydale out of my element, not in my classroom, you know, with my friends watching me for the first time, with my colleagues seeing how I'd handle the Lilydale dem way. It was pressure, and I'm just so thankful that I didn't crash and burn. Because I could have. But I trusted, I listened to Spirit, and it's probably the best 10-minute dem I will ever do in my whole entire life, y'all. Just amazing. In case you're wondering, I can still remember details of those contacts. I had a mom's mom who played organ at the church and piano, and she was in the center of the group. I had a man, the right of the group, who was a grandfather, blue eyes, and he was in, I believe, Army service, one hand up. Then the last contact, which I actually brought the right-hand service guy first, then the middle organ-playing grandma second, and then my last contact was a grandfather in spirit who wanted to identify himself by his grandson, who was alive, who played electric guitar. It was the left side, and of course, he was coming in talking to his daughter, referencing her son who played the electric guitar. I mean, just, it's crazy, right, that we remember these things, but I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And it was just really, really awesome. And it's just the 10 minutes with that Forest Temple that I'll never forget. It was so, so special. So, so special. And the people in the audience were special. My two buddies, Freedom, Celeste being there. It just, it was just golden. It was golden. And what unfolded in June 2025 is even more insane and amazing. So stay tuned for that next episode tomorrow. Until next time, listeners, talk to you then.